Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on today's show, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, women in broadcasting, and Snoopy. All coming up.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And there's Tom Griswold. Woo!
Good to see you guys.
Yeah?
Right now, I thought. I feel like you meant that.
Total change of pace right now.
Why?
Who's that?
Oh! Just in time! You made it just in time, Jess!
Lucky you!
Speaking of cooking, I love to cook. I'm thinking of opening a pizza joint.
Yeah. Really?
I figure it's a great way to make some dough.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Okay.
Even Willie's not on your side.
I
just saw you shaking your head, but I guess because
you've set the bar low for the week.
Make some dough.
Okay, I get it. In the meantime, we will turn that way. There's Christy Lee. By the way, why do sports guys...
Tell me everything. Ask me a question, Tom. I know everything about real sports guys.
Hey, they got the ball. They're moving left to right.
That's right. Your radio dial. That's right.
Why do they do that?
Is there an all-women sports cast? Like, if I wanted to watch an NFL game and hear two women call the game, could I do that?
You know, that should be a thing.
Easy, Ace.
They have done it. They have done it, and I'm sure they will do it again.
Did you say Lifetime?
Yeah. They have to. You have to look for it, but I'm sure they did it this year already. A play-by-play and a commentator, both female. Yeah.
For at least one Raider preseason game, they had a female.
All right. Well, they've got play-by-play. The Raiders have Brent Musburger, so I mean, they got great play-by-play guys.
Now, Jess, would you like it to be similar to Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart, or like so? Would you like it to be, you know, two celebrities or two women who know a lot about football?
I think I would like it the way it's set up with men right now, where you have a straight guy. That's the guy that the broadcaster. What do you call him? The play-by-play guy, and then the color. But it would be like how women.
It's gotten awkward referring to him as the color.
Color commentator. The woman that chirps in with she chirps in with things that like women would be a little more interested in.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, oh, this color this jersey this year is just so nice. I really like it.
There are, of course, women who would be better than any of the men doing it right now.
I'm joking, by the way, when I said that.
Right. But no, yeah, just something, I don't know, just a little more our pace.
Like a little thing that was a great Cole Beasley touchdown. Remember, every time Cole scores, you score some Cole's cash.
Cole's cash, yeah. Like even the advertising is geared towards women. I would to try that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering 20 years from now if they'll have several alternate broadcasts
that you can just choose which one you want.
Now the most famous right now, of course, are the Manning brothers.
I've said that millions of times. You'd be able to choose an audio channel for whatever you want to watch, like sideline chatter, or I probably couldn't get the coach's headphones, but that would be nice if you could.
Yesterday during the Packers game, one of the guys had his arm, I don't know if it officially was broken, but it was twisted in a horrible way. And I could just see a woman going, oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought. I remember, bless his heart, that looked horrible.
You know what Tony Romo would tell Jim Nance?
Jim.
Oh, my God.
Notify next of kin, Jim.
They're warming up the helicopter. There are going to be two, one for the arm, one for the body.
Yeah. Set one less place at the Thanksgiving Day.
This is from Beth Mallins, who works for CBS. She's a play-by-play announcer, and she did the Bills game This season between the Bills and the Texans, and Tiki Barber, running back for the Giants, was her color commentator.
Commentator of color.
Jesus, Tom.
What is wrong with you?
She tweeted it out, and would you like to hear some of the tweeted responses to her announcing she was going to do play-by-play?
No, I don't. I can only imagine. I don't want to know. No.
I do.
Oh, my. Expletive deleted. Good God, do the networks really hate us that much?
Wow.
For a team like the Bills to be a Super Bowl contender, we're sure not getting any respect from the networks with a girl doing the broadcast.
Wow. Really? Having a female do the broadcast is a lack of respect for the team. That's interesting.
Then somebody wrote, she's good, actually.
She wouldn't be at CBS if she wasn't
right. Yeah. I would love to be able to do that. That's like a dream job.
That's a hard job.
Yeah, but do you remember The Queen for a Day? Remember when they would let a woman like that? But I would like that with like a job, like my most favorite job.
I mean, Queen for a Day, the TV show where the three women would tell a sob story and whoever's was the saddest would get the speed queen washing machine.
Yeah. Except I want to have my dream job. Like it would be like your job for a day.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
The Queen for a Day show was so depressing.
Oh, yes. That sounds pretty rough.
Now, how many children do you have?
And I have 18.
And my husband, he died in the kiln fire. And
that's really what it was.
Yeah.
Then wasn't the prize almost always a speed queen?
It was an appliance
washer?
Of some kind, yeah.
It was something to get her to
sorry about the
even
tragic
harder.
Death of most of your family. Now, you can get all the wash done with the speed queen.
I thought Queen for the Day was the name of RuPaul's Christmas special. Am I wrong on that?
Oh.
That was Elliot Lambert.
Huh.
Oh. Adam Lambert?
His brother.
Classic Griswold spin.
If we could get back to the football talk. Oh. Yeah. Because Pat had a great song this morning that really only it has a shelf life of one day. But it's really good.
It was really wonderful, yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers and Detroit Lions played to a tie yesterday in beautiful Pittsburgh. It was 37 degrees and raining during the entire game. Ended up 16-16 tie. Ben Roethlisberger not playing for the Steelers because finally the way he looks the way he's always looked. Like he's been on a 10-day bender and he just got out of bed. Roethlisberger has COVID. He's in COVID protocol. So they went to the backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. You have an actual song, totally original, about Mason Rudolph?
Tom, you know Minshew and Flacco, Warner and Flutie. And until Bledsoe got hurt, Brady was on the bench like poor Rudy. But do you recall the least famous backup of all? Rudolph, the backup QB, hasn't really touched the ball. He's filling in for Roethlisberger due to COVID protocol. All of the other Steelers hardly even knew his name.
Who the hell is that?
They never let poor Rudolph start in any football games. Then one rainy Sunday, Ben, he came to say, Rudolph, I know you're very green, but I just got COVID-19. It's only the winless Lions. The fans let out a sigh. Ah, but Rudolph, the backup QB, could only get the team a tie.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, Chick.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Think they would ever do, maybe have impersonators do the game?
What do you mean, impersonators?
Oh, like have Frank Caliendo do it as Madden?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh.
That would be fun.
A guy doing Elvis.
Elvis.
It's a touchdown. Thank you very much. It was a touchdown. Like,
maybe
you
know, for a quarter, that'd be a lot.
So you don't even want sports impressions. You just want random impressions.
Yes, yeah.
You love impressions.
Well, what if Jimmy Durante? Right.
Jimmy Durante.
Nancy and I love
Nobody
this
would
game.
Know who that is.
I am not a quarterback.
You just won't be happy until we bring back Von Meter from the dead to call the football Gators JFK.
Oh, look who walked in here. It's President Reagan.
Josh, you could do your famous Barack Obama impression.
I don't do a Barack Obama impression, but he is here today with us.
Oh, yes,
that's exciting.
I'm the president. Will you mind coming?
There he is.
Hello?
Barack Obama. That guy got hurt. Mr. President's probably going to need some health care.
Well, I did my best.
Throw in a let me be clear here.
Let me be clear here. Yeah.
Was that something he always said?
Oh, yeah. Let me be clear. Yeah. That's the cornerstone for the impression. For
yeah. Gotcha, gotcha.
Well, let's move forward here, Christy. What else have you got going?
The United States is facing a Santa Claus shortage.
What?
Mitch Allen, founder of HireSanta.com.
Hello there.
Told USA Today.
That's silly. Wrong Allen.
The demand is up 120% from pre-pandemic levels. But there are simply not enough Santas to go around. Demand is also increasing far too late in the year, with Allen explaining that he typically begins booking in January, so the Santas that are available are already well booked up.
So these are the helpers of real Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Allen, as well as other Santa hiring companies, are now looking to hire more Santas to spread holiday cheer.
Can I do this? Should I do this?
I think they would love for you to do it.
He said if you've got a real beard, a real belly, a real jolly, you got a Christmas spirit, then they're hunting for
you. Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah. Put on that spirit.
I don't have Christmas spirit. I still don't have it. But I was Santa Claus there for a little bit, one magical Christmas at a McDonald's. I had a great time. Yeah, I did.
Allen added that demand is also surging for Mrs. Claus, elves, and just about any other Christmas-related character. For those interested in becoming Santa, Old Navy is hosting a free virtual Santa boot camp on November 19th.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I left part of that story out.
Oh. What? Of course you did.
Is it sad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's sad about it? What's the matter?
Well, one of the reasons there's a Santa shortage.
Was there a plane crash or something? Oh, what are you talking about?
They all got COVID?
They all died?
Yeah.
Oh,
gotcha.
Man.
A lot of them are...
It says Santa's typically in higher risk populations.
Oh.
With weight issues, et cetera.
Yeah, I probably
would have left that out.
They put a number on it.
They do? They have a number?
Don't, please.
Okay. Can I guess?
You're going to tell people how many Santas died?
No.
Well, some of them had COVID, some of them had... Malignant Prancer.
I'm your Malignant Prancer.
Never has that been used so cleverly and happily.
And darkly, yeah.
Nine reindeer, benign.
We're hoping this year to get an interview with Santa again.
Yes! Boy, I love when Santa visits us.
Yeah, should be nice. So we'll try for that and good luck. They're also looking for a Mrs. Claus's.
And elves.
Yeah. Do you think that since I can't grow a beard, if I went to audition, they'd make me be Mrs. Claus? Do you think?
No. You'd make a good elf, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
Sort of a big elf?
Yeah, sure. You're kind of cherubic or cherubic.
Very cute face.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'd be like an elf in your last year before you graduated.
An elf with senioritis?
Yeah. Yeah, not that really that interesting.
The streetwise elf. Here's what you got to do if you want to make it out of this place alive, kid.
Why would I ever want to leave the North Pole?
I sell all the other elves mistletoe, in a little dime bag kind of thing.
It ain't Santa. You got to kiss ass on Mrs. Claus.
Listen to me.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you, Christy Lee.
NASA is sending Snoopy to space.
Is that right?
What year is it? 69? 67? What?
Artemis 1, the new rocket designed to launch.
Just one second. They list the top deceased earners every year in entertainment.
Oh.
And
Charlie Brown's right up there.
As long as Mr. Schultz has been deceased, that he's been in the top 10.
Always. Wow. He was number one for a long time.
Always.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right now, I think it's Bob Marley and Michael Jackson.
Mm. And Chuck Schultz is always in there.
And Charles Schultz. So
what is he making money off of?
Snoopy.
Licensing.
It's huge money.
Artemis 1, the new rocket designed to launch humans to the moon, Mars, and beyond, will launch next year with a small plush toy version of the Beagle wearing a spacesuit designed according to NASA's strict specifications.
Well, that's cute.
Snoopy will serve as a zero-gravity indicator as he circles the moon and returns to Earth in February as part of an uncrewed mission to ensure all systems are working for future crewed missions.
Plus, I understand the Red Baron is up there, and Snoopy
he's
is the only
fight.
One who can...
Yeah. The upcoming mission announcement coincides with the release...
I've got the announcement.
...of the second season of...
That's fine.
Very good.
And
very
did nice. You say Snoopy versus the Red Baron?
Think this would fly today?
Nope.
Maybe a rap version of this?
Why is that guy yelling?
That sound the right channel.
Yeah, it's called type. Stereo.
20, 30, 40, 50 or more.
This was a big hit.
Saturday. Really?
I love it.
Snoopy and the Red Baron. Wasn't there? There was even a sequel, right?
Snoopy and the Red Baron at Christmas, I think.
Kind of a World War II feel.
It ain't Christmas till Linus tells us what the meaning of Christmas is. Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah. I like that. Bum, ba-da-ba-dum, ba-da-ba-dum. The Charlie Brown Christmas music?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Vince Guaraldi trio?
That's right.
The upcoming mission announcement coincides with the release of the second season of the Snoopy in Space animated series on Apple TV+.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. Do you think Woodstock gets to go with him?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. Little Woodstock.
I don't know. I think it's just the one puppet, but
okay.
The puppet.
It's not a puppet. It's a stuffed animal.
I'm your puppet.
Oh, Donny Osmond did a great version of that.
I doubt it.
Don't ruin my childhood memories.
This is Christmas Bells with Snoopy.
It's the same song.
Shut up, Pat.
At least it's in two channels.
Pat, let's not throw stones in the This is the same song house.
I'm going to House of Glass.
Well, I think we're done with that. All right.
Let it be quiet.
So what's the special called?
I just said.
It's Zero G's Charlie Brown.
It's called Snoopy in Space.
Okay. Snoopy in Space.
Jeff Bezos says people will one day live in space colonies and visit Earth like a park.
Whatever, Nutsy.
The Amazon and Blue Origin founder made his comments at the Ignatius Forum in Washington, D.C.
At the Ignatius Forum?
This is what happens when no one said no to you in 5 years.
That's exactly right.
You start thinking, well,
they're hanging on my every word.
He said, and I quote, over centuries, many people will be born in space. It will be their first home. They will be born on these colonies. Live on these colonies, then they'll visit Earth the way you would visit, Yellowstone
Over
National Park.
Centuries, he said. Maybe. Yes, so maybe.
If you're a billionaire, you shouldn't be allowed to talk.
I agree. If you had that much money, wouldn't you just go away on an island and never talk to anyone again?
I only listen to the rich. That's right. They clearly did something right. I want to hear what they have to say.
He'll be pretty soon just coming back to Earth to hunt humans.
Yeah. He may already be to that point.
Yeah, he might be doing
that. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Wasn't that a movie recently?
The Most Dangerous Game.
That, and it's called The Hunt.
Yeah, The Hunt.
What's-her-face is in it. Yeah, she's good. Oof. No, it's a good movie.
Well, you've also got your Squid Game and your
Hunger
Games. Well, but that's not really a hunt. No. That's a game show, Squid Games.
But I think when you've got that much money, like I said, no one said no to him in so long. But whatever you say, Mr. Bezos, you nailed it. You got that Amazon thing down.
Hey, on a happy note.
You must know everything.
I call him Jeff Kisses.
Why is that?
Because Bezos means kisses in Spanish.
Ah. Is that true?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Beso means kiss. Yeah, you bet.
Who knew?
No, queso means cheese.
I said Bezos.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.